Greetings, friends. In our last program, we covered Daniel chapter 11 and verses 40 through 45 as it pertains to the abomination of desolation. Today, we're going to cover Daniel chapter 12. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "At that time," speaking of in chapter 11, where it says that the king of the north shall plant his palace tents between the seas in the glorious holy mountain, between the Mediterranean and Red Seas is what it's talking about, and this glorious holy mountain is Mount Zion, which is Jerusalem. So at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great ruler who stands for the sons of your people. This is speaking of course, the archangel Michael. So he stands up on behalf of the Israelites, and it says, "There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation until that time." This is describing the great tribulation. "And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." And this is talking about the book of life. Now, dropping down to verse 4 through 7 of chapter 12. "Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book," this is the book of Daniel, "even to the time of the end." So it was closed to people's understanding until the time of the end in which we dwell now. And so I am helping, through God's Holy Spirit, to unlock the meaning of this book. "Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood two others, the one on the one side and the one on the other side, and one said to the other, 'Until when shall be the end of these wonders?'" The wonders, again, are the great tribulation. "And I heard the man clothed in linen who was on the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, he said that it shall be for a time, times, and a half." Now, what does this mean? Time, times, and a half. It means 3.5 years. The time is 1 year, times are 2 years, and a half time is a half year. So if you have a time plus 2 times, that's 3 times, plus a half time is 3.5 years. "And when they have made an end of scattering the power of the holy people," notice that during this 3.5 years, what happens is that the scattering of the power of the holy people occurs. "And when they have made an end of scattering the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished." What this is saying in verses 4 through 7 is that there will be a great tribulation that comes upon the world. As we discussed in our previous program, it's going to be the king of the north who brings this great tribulation upon the world. But this great tribulation comes upon the world, and it will be for 3.5 years. During this 3.5 years, the scattering of the power of the holy people will occur. That's a part of what this great tribulation is about. Now, dropping down to verse 10 in Daniel chapter 12, it says, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried." God allows the scattering of the power of the holy people. He allows the great tribulation so that his children can be purified and made white. "But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." And we have to understand that the primary purpose of the great tribulation is to purify the saints. Now, in chapter 12, verses 11 through 12, it says, "And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up," these two things occur simultaneously. The daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate is set up. It says, "From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that makes desolate set up, from that time, 1290 days shall transpire." Now, how long is 1290 days? 1290 days is 3 years and 7 months. If you count up 30 days in a month, and you count up 3 years and 7 months, you're going to have 1290 days. So from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination that makes desolate is set up, 1290 days will occur. Now it goes on to say, blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1335 days. How long is 1335 days? Well, it's 45 days longer than 1290 days. If you add 45 to 1290, you come up with 1335 days. And 1335 days is 3 years and 8.5 months. So it's a little bit over a month and a half more than the 1290 days. What does this have to do with this 1335 days? I'll explain it. At 1290 days, the daily sacrifice is stopped. 30 days later, which puts it at 1260 days, the Great Tribulation starts. And then it ends, of course, at the 1260 days. Now, 45 days before the daily sacrifice is stopped, that's when we should flee. And if you take these 45 days before the daily sacrifice is stopped, then that brings you to the 1335 days. So again, I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible, because I know there's a lot of numbers and I know it can be very complicated. If you can imagine in your mind, what you want to do is take the time when we should flee. That's going to be our starting point, when we should flee. And if you put the word flee and then you put above it 1335, put that on the left hand side. That's our starting point. 45 days later, we come to 1290, because we're subtracting days now, going down to zero. So 45 days later, if you subtract 45 days from 1335, you're going to come to 1290. At 1290, that's when the daily sacrifice is stopped. That's when the abomination of desolation is set up. Then you count 30 more days. And again, if you're keeping this in columns, now you're in your third column, because in your first column you had 1335 and above it you had flee. In the next column over to the right you had 1290, and above that you had daily sacrifice stopped, abomination of desolation set up. Now in our third column we have 30 days later. So you're subtracting 30 days from 1290, so you're going to put 1260 in this column, and above that you're going to put the Great Tribulation starts. And that lasts for 1260 days. So if we count from the beginning on the left-hand side at 1335, that's when we flee. 45 days later at 1290, the daily sacrifice is stopped, the abomination of desolation is set up. 30 days after that, which if you subtract 30 days from 1290, you get 1260. At 1260 days, the Great Tribulation starts, and then it lasts for those 1260 days, and that's the end point. Okay? Now let's go on to Revelation chapter 11, and we'll read verses 1 through 3, because we're going to see that indeed this tribulation occurs for 3.5 years or 1260 days. This is in Revelation chapter 11, and we'll read verses 1 through 3. It says, "And a reed like a rod was given to me," this is John, "and the angel stood, saying, rise up and measure the temple of God and the altar." So this temple of God will be rebuilt. "And also measure the altar and those who worship in it. But leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it is given to the Gentiles. And they will trample the holy city," which is Jerusalem, "for 42 months. 42 months is 3.5 years or 1260 days. That's how long Jerusalem will be in tribulation. And indeed, as we will see, the whole world will be in tribulation during that time. Let's drop down now to Revelation chapter 12, and we'll read verses 12 through 17, because this is going to show us that this tribulation is also coming on the church. This is in Revelation chapter 12 and verses 12 through 17. Here it says, "Rejoice, O heavens, and those living in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and in the sea, for the devil came down to you having great wrath." The great tribulation. This is Satan's wrath. "Having great wrath, knowing that he has but a little time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out to the earth, he persecuted the woman." And who is the woman? The woman is the church. "It persecuted the woman who bore the man child. And two wings of a great eagle were given to the woman, so that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and a half time." And we went over that before, showing that that is also 3.5 years. So the woman, the church, is actually brought into a place of safety, a place of nourishment. And this is only some of the people in the church, because as I said earlier, the great tribulation is also on God's people to purify them. And when I say God's people, it's not only the physical nation of Israel, but it's also the spiritual nation of Israel. So some do go through the tribulation, but some are taken into the wilderness and protected and nourished. So it says she's nourished there for a time and times and a half time, 3.5 years, and they're protected from the serpent's face. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water like a flood after the woman, so that he might cause her to be carried away by the river. This flood could be armies, but it could also be deception. In both cases, it's trying to destroy the people of God. "But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged over the woman," and notice this, "and went to make war with" who? "With the rest of her seed." With the rest of her seed. As I said, some are taken to a place of nourishment, others are left behind. And these are Christians, but some are left behind to go through the great tribulation. And it says, "He went to make war," Satan went to make war, "with the rest of her seed who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus." So we know for sure that a part of the church will go through the great tribulation. My prayer is that you will be counted worthy to escape this great tribulation, as it is said of the Philadelphian church in the book of Revelation chapter 3, where it says, "Because you have not denied my name, but have kept my word, I will keep you from the hour of trial that shall come upon the earth." So here on the ABCs of the Bible radio program, we are dedicated to giving you all of the information you need to be counted worthy to escape this great tribulation.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.